It can only change your life if you choose to let it. You may need to change your way of eating, your time of eating. You may be more, need to be more mindful of your blood sugars and take a little bit of time in the day for yourself. But at the end of the day, if that's all it takes to have a healthy life, a normal life, then do it. Absolutely do it. You know, the only person that can stop your life progressing in the way you want it to is you. You can try and blame the diabetes, but at the end of the day, you control that as well. Yeah, another thing I would say is that it's really important to avoid stressful situations or the build-up of stress. It is difficult to do, but you need to sometimes take a step back and sort of have a look and see what's going on. The stress has affected my diabetes really quite badly over the years. It's exacerbated my stomach problem. It caused me to lose my voice for a 5-6 month period. I was working sort of 3 years without a break, constantly. And though the diabetes was there nagging in the background, I kept pushing it back, just dealing with it and pushing it back and pushing it back. But I think you need to be mindful. You need to listen to yourself. It's so difficult. It's so easy to say, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm okay. Everything's fine. When in the back of your mind, you really know, I'm really struggling here. I'm really struggling. And I think that's the important thing. You have to look at yourself, admit that to yourself, and just take a step back, because it really can make a major difference. When I'm stressed, or when I'm feeling unwell or whatever, it shoves the blood sugars up. But stress is the worst one. If I have an argument with my partner, really big blow, and we've not had one for years, but a really big blowout, screaming and shouting and everything, you can guarantee that within a couple of hours, my blood sugar's through the roof. Don't know how it works. Not sure how it works, but it happens every time. Blood sugars go up. Body starts feeling sluggish and really slow. You start feeling really lethargic and you've got no energy, can't be bothered. And people think, oh, I'm just tired. But it isn't. It's the stress and the diabetes reacting quite badly to each other.
How much contact do you have with the medical profession nowadays?
I tend to see my GP quite frequently. I go to all his diabetic clinics, so he monitors me and keeps a check on my weight and cholesterol and so on and so forth. The hospital, I tend to go as and when I need them. That seems to be an understanding between us. They don't get upset if I don't go. In fact, they don't send me appointments anymore. I phone them and say, look, I'd like to see somebody. And then they send me an appointment. I think for me, at sort of 36 years, going to the hospital is a moot point. It doesn't make a great deal of sense. That there isn't anything they can tell me. And that's not meant to sound big-headed. But unfortunately, the last time I went to the hospital at Selly Oak, I actually saw a consultant who was younger than the amount of years I've had diabetes. Now, how does that work? What could they possibly tell me? You know, and I tend to...